Single motherhood can come with labels you never asked for. People may call you divorced, abandoned, widowed, unmarried, struggling, complicated, irresponsible, needy, strong, broken, or brave. Some labels may describe part of your story. Some may be unfair. Some may come from forms, family comments, church conversations, legal documents, school paperwork, or your own inner voice. But none of those labels gets to name your deepest identity. Before you are a single mother, before you are a provider, before you are someone's former wife, girlfriend, daughter, or co-parent, you are a beloved daughter of God in Jesus Christ. Romans 8 reminds believers that we have received the spirit of adoption. In Christ we cry, Abba, Father. That means your identity begins with belonging, not rejection. It begins with grace, not public opinion. It begins with Christ, not marital status. This matters because false labels can quietly shape how you live. If you believe you are unwanted, you may settle for attention that is not love. If you believe you are a failure, you may parent from guilt instead of grace. If you believe you are damaged, you may hide your beauty, your voice, your desire, your wisdom, and your hope. If you believe you are only a provider, you may forget that you are also a woman, a disciple, a mother, and a whole person in Christ. God does not ignore your circumstances. He sees the bills, the children, the fatigue, the loneliness, the memories, the questions, and the pressure, but he does not reduce you to those things. Ephesians 2:10 says that we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. That includes you. Your life may not look the way you expected, but you are not erased from God's purpose. This topic invites you to begin releasing false labels and receiving a truer name. You are not merely surviving a category called single motherhood. You are a God-designed woman. You are a mother of honor. You are a disciple of Jesus. You are learning to walk with self-respect, wisdom, courage, and hope. That does not mean you must pretend everything is easy. Christian identity is not denial. It is the deeper truth that holds you while you face reality. You can tell the truth about your story without letting your story become your name. Reflection question. What label has felt heavy in this season, and what truth in Christ needs to answer it? Gentle, next step, write one sentence that begins, in Christ, I am, and keep it somewhere you can see it this week.